We've been discussing the absolute success story of one young 7-year-old lad who's raised a phenomenal amount of money from his sponsored bike ride and the money for those who suffered in the Haiti earthquake keeps rolling in as we speak. I think it's £114,000 on Little Charlie's website. Quite something. So we'd like you to show off the kind of fundraising you've done. Well, Chris Clingham is from the local charity fundraising group, the Red Pouches. He's on the phone right now. Chris, tell us about your latest venture. That you did this last year, didn't you?
We did indeed, Antonia. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, delighted to hear that. Yeah, we're a small group of employees from the Royal Mail in Cambridge, and we do kind of weird and wonderful things to raise money for charity. And in July last year, we did the Three Peaks Challenge, which was climbing up the three highest mountains in the UK, Ben Nevis in Scotland, Scafell Pike in the Lake District, and Mount Snowdon in Wales. And of course, the whole point of the challenge was to do it in 24 hours from start to finish.
Has anyone ever done anything like that before, within 24 hours?
Yeah, that's a kind of a fairly regular challenge, the 24 peaks in 24 hours, three peaks, I'll get there in the end, the three peaks in 24 hours. So it wasn't something new for us, you know, that we designed, but certainly it was the first time we'd ever tried that particular event. We've gone to London to Cambridge cycle ride a few times, you know, again, always to raise money for charity, but we thought we'd do something different last year, and certainly climbing three mountains in 24 hours was significantly different for us.
The adrenaline levels in the team, that how many of you are there?
There were 20 of us who did the three peaks, three drivers and 17 climbers. And it is, I mean, everybody has their role to play, and you get a real buzz out of the satisfaction of actually doing something of this nature, but also raising a lot of money in the process as well. But I have to say, your young man who's been kind of the subject of the news today, that's absolutely incredible effort. That really is an incredible effort.
Back to the Red Pouches, some of you do this kind of thing regularly, like yourself. You're quite athletic, aren't you? But the people taking part in climbing the mountains, they hadn't done this before, had they?
Yeah, maybe your description of me of being a bit athletic will get a laugh from my colleagues. No, most of us kind of do not do this thing on a regular basis. So if you take the Three Peaks, for example, there was a lot of training involved, and for a long, long time we had people doing long walks. We did a couple of test runs to Snowdon and to Scafell Pike to make sure that we could actually do it and we weren't going to put ourselves in any kind of danger. But yeah, it's a lot of hard work, a lot of training, a lot of practice, but that's kind of part of the dedication of doing these kind of things.
And what are you training to do this year?
This year, in July, 23rd and 24th of July, we're going to be doing the coast-to-coast cycle ride, so cycling from Whitehaven in the west to Sunderland in the east of the country. We're going to do that in, hopefully, 2 days. It's 135 miles on bicycles, and we're looking forward to that one.
I like to go to the gym. You know, I like to go 3-4 times a week. But listening to you, I feel like a lightweight in comparison. If you could sum up in one word the experience of succeeding the challenge you set up to do, what would it be?
Exhilarating. I think that's probably the best way of describing it. Doing something that you've never, ever done before, making some money for charity in the process, and actually just achieving something that you never, ever thought you'd be able to do. Exhilaration is probably the exact word.
Chris, thank you very much, and we look forward to speaking to you after the coast-to-coast cycle ride. Chris Clingham, who's from the local charity fundraising group, the Red Pouches, and they don't stop raising money. What about you? We'd love to hear your fundraising prowess-type stories on Drive Time. Come on, your chance to show off. How much did you raise? Who did you raise money for? 08459 25 2000 is the phone number if you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a buzz.